Well.
Good morning, Callum Best.
Good morning, my love. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you? You obviously know this is Trina in Classic Hits Radio.
I was just waiting for the grief to come pouring through my phone.
I can't believe Callum Best is up at this hour in the morning. You just fell in from a nightclub, did you?
Yeah, I'm literally still awake. The cheek of it.
I believe you're a changed man, Callum. You don't do that kind of thing anymore.
Nah, but very much. I don't think I could even live that lifestyle anymore. But no, it's very much been changed for a long, long time now. I've already been to train. I'm now trying to finalize all these details for the game. So it's a good day.
Because I met you, I think it was maybe, let me see now, maybe 8 years ago, nine. How long ago is it since you did your aftershave launch in Dublin?
Yeah, a good 8, 9, 10 years maybe.
Yeah. And we had a great chat then. And I remember you were pouring your heart out to me. And then I looked down and I realized my batteries had gone on my recorder.
Very much the professional then, yeah?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, most of it recorded. So Callum, the reason we're really chatting today is because you're hosting a celebrity football match in Dublin. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, so I've actually been very lucky to play in a lot of charity games over many years now, and I saw something in it and I wanted to do my own. So I created a game called My Tribute. It was a respect to my dad, but at the same time, it was more importantly something that raised awareness and raised funds for a very current problem, which was kind of alcohol in the families. So I created My Tribute. I launched it in Belfast last year. It was an epic turnout, a great day for everybody. And I just saw something really special in it. So I came to Dublin. I contacted Shamrock Rovers. They said, yes, please, we'd love to have it. But what I did was I bring my charity that I'm associated with the past 15 years, which is called NACOA, which is National Organization of Children of Alcoholics. So that's the charity that I bring. But I also said to Shamrock and I said to Talent Stadium, who in this area is important to you? And they chose the Talent Drug Force, which is a very similar charity that deals with kids at home dealing with drugs and alcohol in the family. So we've gathered all my mates from over the years from all sorts of, you know, we've got the F2 boys, Billy and Jeremy, who all the young lads love. You've got Jack Fowler and Dan Osborne, who all the girls love. And then you've got me, who all the grandmas come to see. So
the grandmas.
It's a decent mix of people. So all the lads are flying in. So the game is today at 3 p.m. Tickets are available at shamrockrovers.ie or walk-ups are available. And I want everyone to realize that it's, even if you're not a football fan, that there's a fun level of football, without a doubt. But it's for moms, it's for dads, it's for the kids, it's for the whole family. It's a really, really fun day out. And the lads are all there walking around, taking pictures, hanging out. And the most important thing of the day is anybody that comes and buys a ticket, the funds are going to two really important charities that kind of help kids struggling with stuff at home. So I'm really, really excited. And it's a pleasure to be back in Dublin because I absolutely love this city.
So it's Jack Fell, all the lads from Love Island and all those shows that are so massive as well. Can I ask you a very, very personal question? Are you able to kick a ball yourself?
I am indeed. I mean, you know what? When I first moved to the UK from the States, I played football my whole life. I absolutely loved it. But strangely, because I wasn't in the right mind frame, I felt this pressure and it really put me off of playing. But I knew there was one thing I could do to match my dad, and that was partying. And that's why you think that I would still be up at this hour. But I went down that road and it wasn't really good for anything I did. And then I finally built up the courage and thought, you know what, I don't really care what the opinions are. And I started playing again. And now I've been playing the past 15 years, and I've been lucky to play in all these charity games. But if I just have 1% of what my dad had, I'm a happy man, you know?
Yeah. No, it's such a talent, really, isn't it? Speaking of your dad, we do a feature on the show, and it's called CSI Classic Song Investigation, and it's where we play songs from a particular year. And only the other day, we played a clip from 1981. Have a listen to this, Callum.
You know, we have a home there. We bought a home. Our son was born there 8 months ago. And I love America and the people, and I enjoy it tremendously.
That was your dad on The Late Late Show in 1981,
bless,
talking about you and you're 8 months old.
Oh, bless him. God, you know, this game that I've created as well, it's an accolade to my dad. You know, instead of the T in tribute, I put the number 7. It's something really special. And, you know, I came over to Dublin a few weeks ago to do some press for this game, and RTE released this video footage of my dad outside the hotel back when I was like 3 or 4, and he was talking about his testimonial game, and I was in the back waving down, and just so much of it triggers so much good thoughts and good emotions. And there was a point, without getting too deep with you now, where I struggled with so much of this stuff, you know, the pressures and losing my dad. And then all of a sudden, luckily, a good few years ago, I just came into a good place, and I just started turning it all into positives. And that's why this charity work is so important to me, because I want anybody and any people that You know, I'm in a very unique situation with my dad being who he was, but the drink situation isn't unique. It happens to everybody. And if I can use a platform to kind of let others know or raise awareness or raise funds to say you're not alone and let's make light out of it, let's make a good thing out of it. So here we are trying to do our bit, and I will continue to try to do my bit, and it feels good to do it.
Yeah, and you must have so many contacts as well, Callum, being in that kind of industry that you're in and showbiz, and your phone must be full of numbers that you can call when you need a favour for things like
I
this.
Mean, yeah, they're all still a bunch of divas, I'm not going to lie. trying to get everybody together to do some promo, it's like, oh, well, what are you going to pay me for social media? It's like, no, lad, listen.
Charity.
Do the thing. Yeah, come on, pull your finger out. But you know what? They've all come together, and I'm only going to grow this stronger and stronger and stronger. And I'm flattered that someone like Shamrock Rovers has had me. And I'm going to move on and bring it everywhere I can because it's a great day. The lads obviously give their time up for free, as they should because it's charity. But yeah, there's a good amount of people in the phone. I've been in entertainment now for a good 18, 19 years. So I'm lucky to build some good contacts, and everyone trusts what we do. So my job is to just get everyone in and then try to spread the word as much as possible. So I appreciate you having me on to do
so. Do you ever get anybody, Callum, that will say no to something like this? They'd be like, oh, do you know what? I'm doing a million things already. I can't.
Yeah, and I respect it, though. And we do say that we book people, but there has to be something in writing saying sometimes people can't come if a job comes up. And we've had a few cancellations, like, you know, Carl Frampton, he broke his hand. Tony Bellew's got a fight to commentate that night. So people do end up pulling out, but overall, people want to come. It's a great weekend in Dublin. Who doesn't love Dublin? They get to play in some of the best stadiums in the world. We get to go play at Shamrock Rovers. For a lot of these lads, it's like boyhood dream stuff, myself included, you know? So most people will say yeah.
So is there a manager? Is there anybody who's going to be making sure that the team now behave themselves?
Yes, good luck with behaving themselves. Literally all they're talking about is where are we going after? Where are we going after? And I'm going, lads, let's get the job done at hand. But no, luckily, I've got a friend of mine who's my business partner, Kevin Cooper. We used to play at Wimbledon, but he helped me organize the whole thing. And it's just, you know, it's a really good level of football, but it's also a free-for-all. You know, everyone's having fun, and there's, like, everybody's interacting with the crowd. It's not too serious. Well, we say it's not serious, but when everyone gets there, it's quite cutthroat of who's going to win.
I know, yeah, it does get competitive, doesn't it?
Yeah, without a doubt.
You pretend to
you
be all
mates. You
can
come down and manage if you want.
Oh, can you imagine? I don't even know how football works, Callum. I'd be...
You thought the game was next weekend.
Yeah, I thought it was next weekend, exactly. I don't think I'd be the best manager ever. Listen, the last time we spoke, many, many years, I think it was 8, 9 years ago, you told me that day that you'd met somebody who could be the one. What's happened?
She's now married with 3 kids.
Oh, no!
No, you know, you hope. I mean, on that note, I am dying to find myself an Irish girlfriend. I'll tell you that much. There's just something about the mentality, the wit, the humor, the grounded, you know, everything I quite like. So you never know. The charity game could turn into a love of my life.
Okay, celebs go dating and tell her. Lovely.
You never know. I've done worse. I've done Celebrity Salon. I don't know if you remember that, but
I did
years back. I hadn't done TV for years, but I was really happy that they had me on. I remember I did Celebrity Salon, and I thought to myself, God, where am I at right now? I was waxing legs and doing eyebrows, and I thought, nah, this isn't for me. Sorry, time to move on.
So you're doing more telly now, Callum, or what's the story?
Yeah, I mean, at the moment, my love, I'm just focused on growing my businesses. I've done a lot of kind of self-help over the past 10 years, and, you know, I've built up my career back and my reputation and all these things. And now I'm really quite... For a long time now, I've been really passionate about the charity stuff. And I think when people like NACOA or the NSPCC come to me and say, we see what you're doing, we like it, and we want to team up with you, it lets me know. It's a nice validation to show that although I had my crazy party ways and I had a great time doing them, they weren't very good for me. But you have to go through these things. Now where I'm at, I'm glad everything I've been through has led me to a point of understanding and wanting to use what I have for a better situation. And I see the return so much more. You know, in my 20s, I got so much grief. But now all it is positive energy. And that's all I want. That's all we all want. You know?
I think what it was, Callum, you were in your 20s and you were partying, but you were in the public eye. The rest of us were partying as well. But nobody knew who we were. So we got away with it, you know.
I got called out every single day.
Absolutely. I wouldn't be able for it anymore. I wouldn't be able for the hangovers and the late nights.
I don't even want it. I pick and choose those battles so carefully. Like, one weekend in Ibiza and I'm dead for the year. You know, I'm like, no, thank you. I'm moving on.
I think that's because we're getting close to 40, Callum. What do you think?
Oh, Yeah, you're absolutely right. My liver's like, no, thank you, not
it's
anymore.
Just around the corner, really, isn't it? The 40th.
I like it. I feel better now at 38 than I did at 28. It's madness.
I think what it is, you get into your 30s and you realize that you have to stop caring about what other people think about you and just get on with your own life, really.
I completely agree. And you know what? I didn't expect this one to be a deep one, but I put something on my social media the other day. But a big turning point in life was when you stop feeling sorry for yourself. Like, for so long, I was like, oh, poor me. My dad's passed. There's all this pressure. But as soon as I went, nah, screw all that. I got to do what I have to do to be happy. And, you know, what made me happy was trying to help other people be happy. And as soon as you stop caring, like you said, about what others think of you, you just grow so much and it all makes so much more sense, you know?
Would you date somebody who's not in the public eye? Do you think, is that what you need to do? You need to go out with somebody who's, you know, maybe working up the road from your house or something?
Of course, I'd have no problem with that. I just can't seem to find a single for bloody 38
years. I don't believe Callum Best can't find a girlfriend.
Listen,
you must be too fussy, are you?
No, well, a little bit. I am a little fussy, but with my reputation from my past, it's like, I swear to God, I feel like I'm starting from below ground zero going, no, it's not the case, I promise.
We need to devise some kind of undercover dating show where they don't know that it's you. They fall
dating
in love
dark,
with you,
yeah.
And then we reveal dating in the dark. There you go. You have it in one.
I like it.
Well, listen, Callum, it's been great catching up. It's been too long now, to be honest, since the last time. I've gotten married and had a baby in that time as well. So sorry,
well,
I'm off the market.
Congratulations. Well, listen, I'm sure you're busy, but if you wanted to bring the family down today, you're more than welcome. Obviously, we'll take care of you. But please, just any listeners know that it's raising money for two great charities, and it's a really great day out. People will love it. We've got people from all over TV, music, and sport. And if you can, come down.
Okay, so all the details on shamrockrovers.ie. Kickoff is 3, though, so I assume people will need to go down a little bit before that to get their tickets and get settled in and everything.
That's right. I'd say around 1:30. And then after the game, most of the lads stick around and walk around and say hi to everybody and take pictures. So.
Oh, lovely. I'd say you must have taken about a million selfies in your lifetime, have you?
You know what? But I appreciate it. I never say no because, first of all, I'm a little bit too much of a people pleaser. But second of all, you know, I think with longevity and kind of entertainment, you have to respect the people that want to know. And I always have time for anybody, really.
Yeah, I remember actually when you did that aftershave launch, the queues are around the block to come and meet you.
Bless.
It's amazing, isn't it, when you think of it?
Now there's no one.
Ah, stop it. Of course there is. Callum, it's been a pleasure as always. We'll talk to you soon on the show. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, my love.
This is Classic Hits, something for the weekend.